The Vendor Consolidation Playbook: How to Reduce Complexity and Increase Leverage. Most enterprises have 2-4x more vendors than they need. Here's a disciplined framework for identifying consolidation opportunities, building the business case, and executing without disrupting operations. Vendor count is a proxy for procurement maturity. Organizations that have grown through acquisition, that have weak procurement governance, or that have allowed business units to manage their own vendor relationships independently typically have vendor bases 2-4x larger than necessary. Each redundant vendor represents administrative overhead, fragmented spend leverage, and unnecessary compliance and security review costs. Vendor consolidation is the discipline of systematically reducing vendor count while preserving or improving the business's ability to get what it needs. Done well, it reduces costs, simplifies operations, and strengthens relationships with the vendors that remain. Done poorly, it disrupts operations, damages internal relationships, and may not deliver the promised savings. Why vendor proliferation happens. Understanding the forces that create vendor sprawl informs the approach to reversing it. Organic business growth as businesses grow, new functions add new vendors without coordinating with existing vendor relationships. The marketing team adds a vendor. The sales team adds a different vendor for a similar function. 5 years later, procurement has never rationalized them because both are small enough to be below the review threshold. Acquisition integration each acquired company arrives with its own vendor base. Full integration takes years, and many vendor relationships from acquired entities persist indefinitely because no one has been specifically accountable for rationalizing them. Business unit autonomy decentralized organizations give business units discretion over their vendor relationships. This produces vendors that are right for one unit but redundant with vendors used by others. Single vendor risk avoidance some organizations deliberately use multiple vendors in the same category to avoid dependency. This is sometimes the right call, but it's often more reflexive than strategic. Relationship-driven buying vendors are sometimes retained because of personal relationships with the buyer, not because of commercial performance. These are hard to surface and harder to address. The consolidation analysis. A vendor consolidation analysis starts with segmenting your vendor base across two dimensions, spend and strategic importance. High spend, high strategic importance these are your key strategic vendors. The goal is not elimination but optimization ensuring you have the right commercial terms, the right relationship governance, and the right level of accountability. High spend, lower strategic importance the highest value consolidation targets. These are vendors you spend significant money with that are, in principle, substitutable. A commodity category with three vendors is a consolidation opportunity. Low spend, high strategic importance niche or specialty vendors that you can't easily replace. These warrant lighter touch management don't disrupt these relationships for small savings. Low spend, low strategic importance the long tail. This is where vendor count sprawl lives. Many of these vendors are used by one team for occasional purchases. Consolidation here is more about simplifying AP than capturing large savings, but it reduces compliance overhead and administrative cost. For the high-spend consolidation targets, the analysis deepens. How many vendors currently serve this category? What is the total spend across all of them? What would we need from a single vendor to consolidate? Capabilities, geographic coverage, capacity? What is the estimated savings from consolidation, volume leverage, reduced admin, eliminated redundancy? Building the consolidation business case. The consolidation business case has three components that need to be quantified. Direct savings the price reduction achievable through volume consolidation. If you're currently buying from three vendors at market rates, consolidating to one gives you negotiating leverage for a volume discount. The magnitude depends on the category and the relative size of your spend. Administrative cost reduction each vendor relationship has administrative overhead, vendor onboarding, AP setup, invoice processing, contract management, security and compliance reviews, performance management. Eliminating vendors eliminates this overhead. For a midsize enterprise, the cost of maintaining a vendor relationship is typically $500-2,000 per year in staff time, not counting any technology cost. Compliance and risk cost reduction vendors need to go through security, privacy, and compliance reviews. In regulated industries, third-party risk management can cost $5,000-$20,000 per vendor per year. Fewer vendors means fewer assessments. The total benefit of consolidating 100 vendors to 50 might include $400,000 in direct price savings, $100,000 in reduced administrative cost, and $500,000 in reduced compliance overhead for a total of $1 million from cutting vendor count in half. Executing a consolidation, the sequence that works. Vendor consolidation fails most often because it disrupts operations or damages internal relationships. The sequence that minimizes both risks. Identify consolidation candidates collaboratively. Euro don't produce a list of vendors to eliminate and hand it to the business. Involve the teams that use the vendors in the analysis. They have context about why relationships exist that isn't visible in spend data. Evaluate functional equivalence before assuming substitutability. Euro 2 vendors in the same category are not always interchangeable. Confirm that the remaining vendors can actually deliver what the eliminated vendor provided before committing to the consolidation. Pilot before scaling. Euro for significant consolidations, especially single vendor for a critical category, pilot the consolidated relationship before eliminating fallback options. Run 90 days with the primary vendor at elevated volume before formally ending alternative vendor relationships. Negotiate leverage before notifying eliminated vendors. Euro once you've identified a consolidation and selected the winning vendor, negotiate the commercial terms with them using the consolidation as leverage before you've communicated the change to the departing vendors. The leverage exists at the moment of decision, not after it's been publicly communicated. Manage transitions with the business. Euro consolidations that surprise internal stakeholders generate resistance that can derail the program. Communicate changes in advance, provide a clear timeline, and ensure the internal customer has support through the transition. Avoiding the single vendor trap. Vendor consolidation sometimes goes too far. A supplier base that is too concentrated creates its own risks, supply disruption if the vendor has capacity or quality problems, reduced leverage at renewal when there's no alternative, and operational dependency that the vendor can exploit. The right structure for most categories, a primary vendor who wins 70 euro 80% of volume, with one or two secondary vendors who receive enough volume to maintain a real relationship and serve as competition at renewal. This captures most of the leverage benefit while preserving meaningful optionality. Categories where single vendor concentration is highest risk, critical infrastructure, highly specialized services with few alternatives, and any vendor where contract terms give the vendor significant termination leverage. Tracking progress. Vendor consolidation programs are multi-year efforts, and governance matters. Track quarterly. Total active vendor count by category. Spend concentration, what percentage of spend is with top 10, 25, 50 vendors savings captured from consolidation actions. Operational incidents attributable to transitions. The vendor count metric is leading, the savings and incident metrics are lagging. Both are necessary to understand whether the program is working. Cost. Defender surfaces vendor spend concentration and category overlap, giving procurement and finance the analytical foundation for a data-driven consolidation program.